Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction, Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Today's cattle futures rallied again with the feeder cattle anywhere from $1 to $1.45. Or so higher. August, the last trade was 142.07, up $1.37. The September's up $1.45 at 142.75. Technically speaking here, the feeder cattle are nearing the high set 2 days ago, which is 143.85. That was a double top, reaching levels also seen with 143.82 back on July 16th. And then the live cattle today were anywhere from about $1 to $1.40 higher, with the August last trade at 101.85, up 95 cents. They are also working back toward previous highs, still a few dollars off of it. We went to near 104 back on July 16th, so still got a little ways to go. The high that day was actually about 103.87, again on July the 16th. Box beef at midday, choice was down about $1.32 at 201.64. The select up 62 cents at 188.94. There was some cash trade today at 97 to 97.50, which is steady to maybe a little bit better than where we were last week on the cash trade. And today's slaughter looks like it's going to end up being 119,000.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Today's grain trade was mixed. We had corn down about 4 cents, soybeans one lower, Chicago wheat up 8 to 9, and Kansas City wheat up 8 to 9. And the cotton futures were up 55 in December at 61.66. The general idea going on in the corn and bean market is nearly perfect weather in the hottest time of the year. So it looks like we could get trend line or greater yields out of the corn and bean crop, and that's putting the pressure on the corn and bean market. Is it doesn't look like there's any real threat at this time. This last cold front brought showers, pretty widespread showers across the Midwest, and then the next 10-day forecast is below normal temperature. So doesn't look like a threat here, and that's what's pushing us lower. Egypt bought about 470,000 metric tons of Russian and Ukrainian wheat. We missed out on that deal, but their prices are inching up, and that's helping us here in the United States in terms of our wheat crop, lifting those prices up 8 to 9 cents today. And then right now, the stock market is up 140 in the Dow Jones at 26,437. The Federal Reserve Chairman Powell remarks that they're going to leave the interest rates unchanged, which is basically 0%. Is good for the stock market, I suppose, and that's why we're up here today. And then crude oil currently up about 30 cents at 42.06 in December.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.